In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heaven tore open, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove and alighted upon him. "This is my beloved Son," the Father said. "What further testimony is needed? Chosen by God from all eternity, declared to the world in time, Jesus is publicly anointed with the Holy Spirit as the Christ, to carry out the Father's work on earth with power. He will not falter. He will not be discouraged until he establishes justice on the earth." John tried to deter him, to prevent him from being baptized. It was backwards in his mind. He didn't quite get it. Holy God did not need a baptism of repentance and forgiveness. But it was necessary. Confidently, Jesus stepped into the waters to become man's substitute. He is washed with all the filth, gunk, sewage, and slime of man. His path will not be pleasant, but he is undeterred. For this he came, for you he came, to remove the sinful sludge from your shoulders and to place them on his. He is your substitute who has ripped open heaven to you, filled you with the Holy Spirit, so that you might be declared sons of God. He stepped into those waters boldly, and boldly he stepped out, ready for battle. He is faithful and true. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He comes to dash your enemies and to trample them with his feet. He will shatter them with his iron scepter, dashing them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Who can stand before him? Who can stand against this King of Kings and Lord of Lords? With divine justice, he brings war on the earth, for the ancient serpent has been hurled down to this earth from heaven. Woe to the earth and its inhabitants, for Satan is furious. But do not fear. Do not fear. For on this day, the Word of God has been anointed as the Christ to cut off the head of that ancient dragon and throw his body into the abyss forever. A sword protrudes from the mouth of Christ. It's a battle not of steel and guns, but a battle of words. It's a battle of Satan's lies versus the Word made flesh, who is faithful and true. With him the Father is pleased. He stepped out of the Jordan River resolved for battle because he knew you were too weak to fight. So for 40 days in the wilderness he fought for you. For 3 years he publicly fought for you. For a darkened Friday he fought for you. He overcame. It all began here, in these waters. He marches forward to trample your enemies and to place them underneath his feet forever. The healthy and the strong he tears down. They proudly stand before him, thinking they have something to offer him. They boast in their works or in who they are. They think they are something great. So with that sword coming from his mouth, the sword of his word, he slays them. He shows them what they really are, even as he has shown us what we really are by nature. He is the anointed and he will not change. He has come to carry out the Father's work on this earth. And yet a broken reed he will not break. Sin has broken us. We carry in our bodies and hearts the bad decisions that we have made. We cannot reset our bones. We cannot mend our hearts. No one else is to blame. It's our fault, only ours. It's our fault. And yet he will not crush the broken and the hurting. He comes in gentleness and meekness. He comes as one of us. He is washed to be our substitute, a man, our brother, our God and Savior, mighty and powerful, yet humble and gentle in heart. Boldly he stepped into that river to to be baptized with water and the Spirit, anointed as the Christ, so that he might hang from his cross, being baptized with fire and wrath. There is his kingdom won. There is God's will done. There the law is fulfilled, the curse removed. Satan's head is crushed. There on that cross, his throne is established. And then he scooped your body up, so ravaged with sin. He scooped your body up into his loving arms and began to wash you. He carried you to his cross. It was not found at Jerusalem, but it is found in this font. He did not trample you underfoot, but ever so tenderly he began to wash your body as he spoke his name over you. A drowning ensued. You gasped for breath, yet the waters continued to flow from his torn side over your head into your mouth, filling your lungs. The sludge and sewage, slime and silt was not an external stain, but internal. And it slipped off into this ruddy river, streaming from his riven side. Yes, even your sinful flesh was drowned in those waters. It cannot hold on to you. For Christ, the Lord, your conqueror, has come to dash all your enemies to pieces with his iron rod and to place your adversaries underneath his feet forever. He is strong and mighty, filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. He is determined and resolute. He will not give up. He is meek and humble in heart, and in him you find rest for your souls. And it's all here for you in baptism. Never will he leave you. Never will he forsake you. He will not yell at you or scream when you mess things up, but he will pick you up in his arms once again and whisper in your ear gently and softly, yet you hear him clearly, "I forgive you." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name still adorns your head. My blood still is your royal robe, which alone avails before God. My cross still marks your forehead and your heart. You are my redeemed, baptized child. My love claims you. I fought for you. I conquered for you. I still fight for you. You need only to be still. See, look, my enemies have all been vanquished, and so your enemies too have all been vanquished. I am your covenant and your light. I am the way and the truth. I am the seal of your forgiveness. I am your gate to heaven. He reminds you of who he is and all that he has done for you, even as he reminds you of what he has made you, a son of God. So never will he deal with you in wrath, but he is gentle and meek, forgiving you all your sins. He stepped into those Jordan rivers to be anointed with the Holy Spirit, so that you too might be anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit at your baptism. You are baptized, therefore you are a Christian, a little Christ, following Christ as resolute and undeterred, bold and confident, even as he was. For you know exactly where you are going. You are headed toward heaven. And nothing, not even the fires of hell, can keep you from it. When you waver, he will not belittle you or shame you into following. But he will pick you up in his arms yet again, bind up your wounds, pouring on his healing forgiveness. He stood firm in the Jordan River, being washed with your filth. He stands firm before you this day with every step that you take. Never will he leave you. He sees all. He sees everything that you have gone through. He does not watch so that he may punish you, but so that he may forgive you all your sins. He will not let one sin remain on you, but he keeps you safe and whole. Even when death blinds your eyes, he is undeterred. He remains ready to open them in his kingdom. Even when you are laid in the dungeon of this earth, he will physically set you free, even as he has already set you free in baptism. To be baptized is to be a Christian. To be baptized is to live in Christ. To be baptized is to have this great warrior whose eyes are like blazing fire, hair as white as wool, a sword coming from his mouth, and many crowns on his head. It is to have him defending you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.